You're holding Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts off, Tan Rabbon, it went like this. Kiv Sayat Seres, Ein Mekachin Es Alechem, Ela B'Shchita. That's what on Shavuos you have to bring the Shnei Kvosim with Sashlomim, they're Mekadosh Alechem. How are they Mekadosh to Shtei Alechem? Only B'Shar Shchita. So the Bryce explains, Ketzed, how's the case? Shochton L'Shmon. Let's say you shech the Shnei Kvosim L'Shmon, L'Shei Mitzvah Kisya Teres, and also the Zorach Domin L'Shmon, and then also you make this Rikas Adam of the Korban L'Shmon, L'Shei Kisya Teres, is Kiddush Alechem. That's the best way, that's the mitzvah lechatchila, the way you mekadesh elul rechem. And then Rashi says, means it's muta bachila. Then the kahanim are allowed to eat the shtei lechem on Shavuos. What's going to be shochtan shlo lishmon? That's how the shechita was done, not l'shem kivsi atzeres. And then also the zorach domen shlo lishmon. They also made the zrikas adam shlo lishmon. So locher is loy kiddush lechem. Lechem is not kodesh. So Rashi says, the mitzvah says, "V'loy tofes pidyonoi, b'kedushas shtei alechem, ela b'kedushas shah kedushas alishcha." Or the way the sheet is going, shah trumas alishcha. The kitzah, the lechem, does not have its kedusha. Therefore, bad, it's not mutav achila. Since the shechit and the zrika was done shlo lishmon. What's going to be though shochton lishmon? Let's say they made the shechit on a snake for some lishmon l'shem kisvei tzeretz. But Vizark Dom on Shlo Lishmon, Vishtafta Zrika, that was done Shlo Lishmon. So what's going to be the Lochom? So Lochom is, it says in his Braisa, that HaLechem Kodosh V'yena Kodosh Divu Rebbe. That the Lechem has a little bit Kedusha, but not a complete amount of Kedusha. The Maisa said there was a Shechita Dom Lishmo, so that was Mekadosh to Lechem, which is not completely, so therefore it's called Kodosh V'yena Kodosh. Tomorrow we'll soon explain what exactly this means. We have Lezer Reb Shimon Eimer, L'yoylem Eina Kodesh, Ad Sheyishchat Lishmon, V'yizvach Domo Lishmon. Lezer Reb Shimon holds, no, you need both to be Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. And if you made just the Shechita Lishmon, but not the Zrika Lishmon, there's no Kedusha on the Shtei Alechem. Talmud says, my time with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning that he holds that B'Shah Shechita, the Shechita alone is Mekadosh Shtei Alechem? You see the Pasuk says, V'Sha'ayil Iyasa Zevach Shtomim, Lashem, Asal HaMatzis. They're learning it out just by the Shlomim that a Nozi brings. That the Torah says the Shlomim is what's Mekadosh to Asal HaMatzis. A Nozi has to bring two Matzis. So what's Mekadosh to Shlomim? And it says what Zevach Shlomim. Mashma, the Shechita of the Shlomim, is what's Mekadosh to Asal HaMatzis. The same thing here by the Shtei Alechem. It's the Shechita of the Kivsi Atzeretz. That's Mekadosh to Shtei Alechem. So what's the name you want to tell me? Teshchit and Mekadosh, that Teshchit is Mekadoshit. So this is the Svara of Rebbe. Now of Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, what does he say? He yells, the Pasuk says, Yaseh. So the Pasuk means, as he says, V'esayil Yaseh. So it means, Ashi Yaseh kol Asi Yosef. Until you do all the Yaseyis, you have to do the Shchit and the Zrika, then you have a Kedusha on the Salah Matzis. So the same thing, the Kivs Yetzaris, after you make the Shchit and the Zrika, then you first have the Kedusha on the Shtei Alechem. For the more Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Yasa, the Pasuk also says Yasa. So why does it say just Zevach? What about the word Yasa? So Rebbe holds like this. Yaksiv Zevach Yasa. The Pasuk would have said Zevach Yasa Kedekamrit. It means like you're saying, there's only Chal to Kedush, you have to make the whole Korban. You have to make the Zrik also. But Hashtag the Ksiv Yasa Zevach. So the same Pshan the Pasuk is, Brahma Yasa, how are you supposed to make this Korban? What Asiya puts the Kedusha onto the Lechem, so I'll tell you it's Pesvicha, the Shechita, that's what puts the Kedusha onto the Lechem. Now the Gemara asks the question, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Ayuk Siv Zevach, according to you, we just should have said the word Yaseh, all the Yaseyis, I, the Pesach, says the word Zevach, the Churis Mash, was something special about the Shechita. So Gemara says, yes, Umi Boilen, like the Rebbe Yechanan, the Yom Rebbe Yechanan, Hakul Moidim, Shetzorach Shia Lechem, B'Shah Shechita. Everybody holds agrees you have to have lechem b'shar shchita. The Rashi says, "Afilu Reb Lezer the Yom Azurika Ika, but Moedim Tzorach Shia Lechem b'shar shchita. That Avada lechem has to be around b'shar shchita. Filo Yehavi b'shar shchita le Mekachel Zurika. Let's say you have to do the shchita before you made the Zurika. That's when it first brought the lechem. So that's the chiddush of the plastic. No, it's not chal the kedusha. Even though the Ika is the Zurika, but Avada the lechem has to be around b'shar shchita." So therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that's the pasuk of Yaseh Zevach means, or you need all the Yaseis, you need the Zerika, but who Adin, the Lechem has to be the Rosa B'Shas Zerika. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. My Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does it mean to say that as Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh? That according to Rabbi, we made the Shechita Lishmon, just as Rika was done, Shalei Lishmon, so says Lachem, the Lechem is Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does that mean to say? True, Rabbi holds the Shechita is what's Mekadeshit. So you saw what went wrong now, B'Shas you made the Zerika, Shalei Lishmon. So Abayi says, Kodesh V'Yena Goma. Means it's Kodesh. True, the Shechita gave it its Kedusha, but it didn't finish its Kedusha, V'Yena Goma. And again, we'll soon see what that means. Rav Omer, Rav says, Kodesh V'Yena Niter. Rashi says, means L'Kahanim, that it's not Hutta for the Kahanim, Titish Te'alechem. So Mer says, my Benayu, what's the difference between what Abayi said, that it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, and what Rav says, that it's Eina Kodesh means, that it's not Niter L'Kahanim to eat? So Mer says, Ike Benayu, L'Mitfas Pidyonei. Now, if meaner is, could you be Pederit? So Rashi speaks out that the question, my Benayu is, that Avada Koran Tabaya, since it's not Gomer, it's Kedusha, Avada is not Nitter either. Avada the Kahanim cannot eat it. So Koran Tabaya, Abaya Vrova, the Kahanim cannot eat the Shtelechem. So my Nav Kamina, whether it's called Kodush, Vienna Kodush, that it means Vienna Gomer, or it means it's Vienna Nitter. So now the Gemara says, they could deny you, Lemitfas Pijayne. Let's say now the Shtelechem, you want to be Pederit. What type of Kedusha goes on the money that you're taking off now for a pigeon of the Shtelechem? La Abaya, according to Abaya, Leitofes Pidyoinai. It does not have a Kedusha Shtei Lechem on it. It's just on that Kedusha on the money. The Rashi says, Rimrotza Mishana Mois, Meshaka Bona Sibur. If you want to, with this money, you can buy any Korban Sibur you want. So the Abaya says, it's Kodesh V'yena Kodesh means, it's not how the complete Kedusha Shtei Lechem on it. So therefore, when you pay with the money, you can do it and buy any Korban Sibur you want with the money. But in the Rava, toughest pidyonai. But according to Rava, no, it's like a chal. He holds his Kodesh Gomer, so therefore it's toughest pidyonai. And it's like a v'yotzel chulin. The only thing is, ain't a Kodesh just means there's no heter for the Kanam Tidit. The Echvam of the Kedusha is called the Kedusha of a Shtei Lechem on it, and therefore it could be paid to it, and it's yotzel chulin, and the money has the Kedusha's Shtei Lechem on it. Sumara says, Bishlei Mele Rav, it's good according to Rav, Vahayno Diiko, Bein Rebbe, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. That's why the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that according to Rebbe, it's called Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, which means that the Kedush is Nigmar, and it's Tafas Pejone. But according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that he holds no, the Kedush is only Chal completely with the Zerika. So the Zerika was done Shalei Lishmon, it's Taka not Chal the Kedush on it, it's not Tafas Pejone. Therefore, it's good that there's a difference between the way Rebbe learns and the blessing of Shimon. Elul Abaya, according to Abaya, that he says, even according to Rebbe, that it's a shechit that makes the Kedusha. But since the Zerika was done Shlo Lishmo, it's still Kodesh V'yena Kodesh, which means it's not Goma the Kedusha, that you cannot be Tafas Pidyonai. If so, Ma'ika ben Rebbe, the Rebbe Lezer of Rebbe Shimon, what should be the difference? According to Rebbe Lezer of Rebbe Shimon, also it's the same thing, that the Shasta Shechit Avad is some Kedusha Chal, it's just not Kodesh completely, so it's not Tofas Pidyonai, so there's no difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. Samara says yes, the difference would be, we have Sumer B'Yaitzai, does it have the Kedusha on it, that it should have a Psu Yaitzai. According to Rebbe, it's like a Chal of Kedusha on the Shtei Lechem. Even though the Kedusha is not Gomar, and you cannot be Tofas Pidyonai, but our Koponim, if you take the Lechem outside the base of Migdish, there'll be a Psalm of Yetzi on it. Mashenka, according to the blessing of Rebbe Shimon, the Pshat is the Kedusha is not Chal at all on it yet. And therefore, if you take it outside, there'll be no Psalm Yetzi. But Rashi says that according to Rebbe, it's Chal already Psalm Kedusha, as Chal of Kedusha is a roof on it, therefore there'll be a Psalm Yetzi. And therefore, we're not to be kosher if you shech the Kvasim on it anymore. Or even if you shech other Kvasim on it. Mashek, and according to Reb Lezer, it's like Mitzvah, the Yetzi Rashi says, Shula Yorda lo Kedusha Saguf, Ela Kedusha Domin. Since you did not make this Rika Lishmo, there's no Kedusha Saguf Chal, it's only Kedusha Domin. And therefore, it has no Psil Yetzi. So that'll be enough Kamina. Now the Gemara Taka says, Boyi Minei Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchem Reb Chiyah Bar Abba. He has to Mishal like this. Kivsi Atzeres, the two Kvasim that are brought on Shavuos, Sheshochton Lishmon, they made the Shchitatak Lishmon Lashem Kivsi Atzeres, the Zorak Dom Shle Lishmon, but then they made the Zrikas Adam Shle Lishmon. So Oisa HaLechem Mal Bachila. They asked the Shiloh, this Lechem, not the Shter HaLechem, that the Shchit was done Lishmon, but the Zrika was done Shle Lishmon, can you eat, could the Hakanim eat the Shter HaLechem or not? So Mora says, what's Yishal, Aliba Deman, who he is according to? I Aliba Deman, Blazer, Reb Shimin, who Amma Zeriki, the Mekacha. So Pshiti can't eat it yet. According to Blazer, Reb Shimin, what gives it its Kedusha? Means what's matter with Pachilo? About it's the Zerika. So since here the Zerika was done, Shalom Lishmon, so Pshiti can't eat it. And I Aliba the Rebbe, if you want to say the Shalom was according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds Mikra Radin, the Shita is what's Mekadashit, but still we had before already that Bein Abaye, Bein Rova is Kodesh V'yein and Nitru, that both Abaye and Rova both hold that even though it has a Mikzas Kedusha, that Koponim Shit is not Chal Dehet Abi Achilo. So for sure, you cannot eat the Lechem, so what's Yishaylo? So where it says, and rather my Shaylo was, Aliba Daitana, here's the Shaylo according to this Tana. The Tony Avuot Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, that Avuot Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, not like this, that Shtei HaLechem Shiyotsu, Bein Shchitel Zrikom. What's going to be had the Shtei HaLechem that went out Shiyotsu Bein Shchitel Zrikom after you made the Shchita on the Shnei Kvosim? Now somebody took the Shtei HaLechem outside the Beis HaMikdash before you made the Zrikom. The Zorak Adomim Shel Kvosim Chutz Lizmanon, and then B'Shas they made the Zrikom. They had a mind the Machshavas Pigul, they had a mind to make the Zrikom Manas teeth from the Bosa. Tomorrow, Chutz Lizmanon, so it's Chal Pigul upon the Bosa, upon the Korban. The Shailiz is Chal Pigul upon the Shtei HaLechem or not. So Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Ein B'Lechem Ishim Pigul, no, since the Lechem was outside, it was a Psu Yoitzi Chal upon the Lechem, therefore Pigul is not Chal upon the Lechem. But Rabbi Kiva Weimer, no, Yesh B'Lechem Ishim Pigul, that this Rikul Amais helps, that it's Chal Nisa Pigul upon the Lechem. So could be the Habimino is, that there's no Esapigul, the Pshat is that the Zrika has nothing to do at all with the Shtei HaLechem. What's matter it is the Shchita, that's all. So if the Shchita alone is matter it, maybe be Mutter Bachila also. So that was the Shal according to this Mandioma that says, Pigul is not Chal upon the Shtei HaLechem. In other words, that once you made the Shchita, that's what's matter the Shtei HaLechem. Not the Zrika will not be Milo Murid upon the Shtei HaLechem. So Mora says no. Omar Rav Sheshes. Hani Tanoi Krebi Svirlu. It could be both of these Tanoim hold like Rebbe that really the Shchit is Mekadish and Shtei HaLechem. The Yamri Shchit and Mekadcho. So what's the Machlekes then if it's Chal Pigul or not upon the Bos, upon the Lechem? Mi Reb Lezla Taim in the Yomar and Zerika Mielis Lyeitse. The Pshat is that Chal Kedusha Saguf on the Lechem. So therefore we take the Lechem outside as like a Chal Apsul Yeitse. So now the Shaila is, does a Zerika help at all on a Psu Yaitse? If Rabbi Kiva the time A, Rabbi Kiva goes according to his time, the Yom, that he says, yes, Zerika is Me'elis Liyaitse. That's the Machlokes over here. Rabbi Lez holds, ain't Zerika is not Me'elis Liyaitse. That's why it's not Chal Pigul over here, because there's a Psu Yaitse. But otherwise, it could be about that the Zerika does help still for the Lechem, because the Zerika is Mata the Lechem. So you saw if the Zerika is still Mata the Lechem, why isn't it Chal Pigul? That's the law, because since it's Chal already Psu Yaitse on the Shtei HaLechem, Zerika does not help on the Psu Yaitse. And if Kiva holds no, the Yama Zerika is Mayot Liyaitse. It's none we learned.